Senate debates the public service appointments bill that will see job security cemented for over 2,000 workers. Prime Minister Mia Mottley tells supporters to get ready for a busy 2026. And Barbados's medicinal cannabis industry monitoring developments in the sector following President Donald Trump's rescheduling of marijuana. Good afternoon. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I am Crystal J. Paul. The Senate is currently debating the Public Service Amendment Bill, which seeks to make permanent the positions of over 2,000 officers who have been working in temporary or acting positions in the public service for many years. About 1,170 temporary workers will be confirmed permanent public officers, while some 925 officers currently working in acting positions will be formally promoted to the substantive post. Senator Dr. Chantal Monroe-Knight, leading off the debate, said it's part of government's agenda to overhaul the public service.
At that time, Mr. President, we rate phased for over 6,000 public officers, Mr. President. We came in as a government, looked at the demotivation of the public sector, and again said to ourselves that this had to be one of the fundamental things that we had to do for public officers in order that public officers, like anybody else, can go before banking institutions with a letter, Mr. President, that ensures security and tenure and say, look, treat me fairly, Mr. President. That is fundamentally what this is about.
Senator Dr. Chantal Monroe-Knight. Meantime, union stalwart Caswell Franklin is pushing back against claims that the recent appointment of more than 2,000 public sector workers was political maneuvering by Prime Minister Mia Mottley. The Unity Workers Union General Secretary says the move was long overdue and involved real livelihoods, insisting it should not be dismissed as simple politicking.
It is much more than that. It is people's lives that people are playing with. You have situations where civil servants refuse to fill established posts in the public service because they're keeping it open for their friends and relatives. And then you would have a person that posts 2-3 years. Mind you, the law says you can't be there for more than a year. And then they will arrange an interview. And somehow, miraculously, somebody who has never been in the field get the job. And the person who's been there for 3, 4, 5 years has to revert to a lower position. It is unfair. The Prime Minister has done the right thing, and I thank her for it.
Mr. Franklin, however, admitted that there was serious political mileage to be gained from the move.
What is the Prime Minister to do, or what is the government supposed to do when the civil servants, rising from the very top of the public service, down to personnel officers, who steadfastly refuse to do their job? The only thing to do would be to bring charges against them, and you will be bringing charges against every permanent secretary in Barbados, every personnel officer who have people in their ministries that have been there for more than a year. Now, the Prime Minister sees an opportunity. Are you going to look good? And are you going to fix the problem that the civil service refused to fix? That's a political decision. That's what politicians do. Make themselves look good. Are you going to blame the Prime Minister for it? I certainly will not. I'm going to thank her because there are so many people who are out there who can't go and get a bank loan, can't get a purchase because their letters say temporary.
General Secretary of the Unity Workers Union, Caswell Franklin. Business leaders say they are a step closer towards the goal of a day one cargo clearance system in Barbados. Chairman of the Customs and Trade Facilitation Unit of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Lalu Vaswani, gave an update on the transition of the automated system for customs data to the highly anticipated electronic single window. Government has been progressively upgrading its customs software to improve efficiency, and Vaswani is reporting significant improvement in how cargo has been handled compared to previous years.
While there has been tremendous improvement, there may be still be pockets of areas that need improvement, but it cannot be described how tremendous improvement has been. And we are getting to the point where we want to agree with government through facilitation of the government to get to the point of agreeing a pre-clearance of cargo implementation date to get everybody on board so that let us get it. Each person may have a different reason why you need more time, but the Prime Minister is very intolerant with delays that are not justifiable.
He is calling for full support from every player in the shipping and regulatory chain to commit to the new protocols.
But we are very close to the last lap, and we need to get The final stage, our last recommendation, which was submitted, which is for discussion, is we want a commitment from each and every, not 99%, 100% of the players, commit that you are on board. So that once we commit the starting date, our next goal is that for the next 12 months, we would like 50% of cargo under pre-clearance so that we can measure the benefit that we are achieving.
Chairman of the Customs and Trade Facilitation Unit of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Lalo Vaswani, in the lunchtime edition. With full energy and excitement, Prime Minister Mia Mottley last night told supporters gathered at Ilara Court to brace themselves for a busy new year. Ms. Mottley was greeting the gathering at a Christmas event hosted at the Prime Minister's official residence last night. While some are already analyzing the call as one gearing up for elections in early 2026, Ms. Mottley simply told supporters she would be calling on them soon and to enjoy the holidays. Following U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to reclassify marijuana from a Scheduled 1 to a Scheduled 3 drug, stakeholders worldwide are watching closely to see whether the move will ease banking restrictions and expand access to financing. Locally, the Barbados Medicinal Cannabis Licensing Authority is also hopeful the shift will open new opportunities across the industry. Chief Executive Officer Shanika Roberts-Odell has been speaking to Starcom Network News about the potential impact of the decision. We hear more about this in subsequent newscasts. Our top stories. Senate debates the Public Service Appointments Bill that will see job security cemented for over 2,000 workers. Public sector appointments way beyond politics. Livelihoods are at stake, says Caswell Franklin. Prime Minister Mia Mottley tells supporters to get ready for a busy 2026. And Barbados's medicinal cannabis industry monitoring developments following Donald Trump's rescheduling of marijuana. This has been the latest, the lunchtime edition on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I am Crystal J. Paul. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. For breaking news, follow the Starcom Network News channel on WhatsApp. Also, follow Starcom Network News on Instagram and our website at starcomnetwork.net for updates.